The glory of the Lord is the Lord Himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. This glorious mystery, but also a reality, that we get to have a relationship with the God of the universe. This is why human beings were created, why you and every person were created, to know the one true God and Jesus Christ, whom He has sent. The most important thing in every person's life is their response to God's offer, this offer of Himself. If anyone rejects Jesus Christ, God has nothing further to say to them. Jesus Christ is the Son of God and He is God. He's done everything that He can do. In fact, He's even interceding now for human beings. And that's why, that's just one of the reasons that if someone rejects Jesus, God cannot do anything for them. Even though God wants them to be saved and wants them to spend eternity in heaven. And Jesus, same thing. Jesus is God. He wants them to be saved. He wants them to come into God's family and have this glorious relationship with God. And yet, He's given every man a free will. He will not make anyone do anything. He made us into His image. He's God Almighty. He has amen. We should fear Him and honor Him at all times. He has a free will. He chooses what He will do. Amen. God, hallelujah, hallelujah. He freely chose to give His Son to die for the world. Even before the foundation of the world, He did that. He knew that the enemy would rebel, that Lucifer would rebel. He knew man would fall, man would sin. He made a way out, and is Jesus Christ. Amen. But I want to emphasize His glory and majesty. That's what we miss. We come to Him, and it's only through the Holy Spirit that we truly know Him. But before we meet the Holy Spirit, when someone comes to Jesus, nothing changes, right? Amen, if they get born again. But they have not really met the glorious Holy Spirit yet. They've just been born again. They need to continue on. And we think during that time before we meet the Holy Spirit, we think, well, how can I help God? What can I do to, and we try. Well, God doesn't. We cannot do anything for Him. He calls us to repent, to have a broken and contrite spirit, to humble ourselves before Him, and to die. When we die, when we give Him everything and we die and we lose our life and hate our life, the glorious Holy Spirit through us will do what God wants us to do. And we become a partner with Him. It's just this glorious mystery. We go from glory to glory. Amen.